Well, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, Ambassador Bashir, Mr. Director General Pascal Lamy, and distinguished friends and colleagues. It is a great honor for me to address you in this very special meeting of the General Council, certainly very special for me. This morning, members have accepted the recommendation made by the Troika, and we therefore conclude the long process of selecting the next Director General of the WTO. And my functions as a permanent representative of Brazil to the WTO are coming to an end, but on the positive side, I will continue to work with you in a new and very challenging capacity. It is not my intention to speak now as your new Director General. This is not the moment to offer you plans of action or share with you a vision for the future of the organization. I will have an opportunity to do that at another occasion when we formalize the transition from the DG, Pascal Lamy, to your next DG. Today, I would like to confine myself to a few remarks on the selection process and to words of gratitude. The selection process has been particularly challenging. Members have had to choose from a few that, beside myself, included 8 outstanding candidates. The number and quality of the candidacies ensure that, regardless of the result of the selection process, the WTO would be very well served at the DG position. I have nothing but praise for the quality and level of the campaigning carried out by all candidates and their respective government. They all promoted their candidacies with utmost dignity and respect to the system and its members. In this context, I must express my gratefulness to the government of Brazil, which at all levels and consistent with the directives that guide the DG selection process, supported my efforts to make myself and my views known to all members, both in Geneva and in capitals. There is a lot to say about these efforts and about the people involved in them, but this, together with many other things, I will leave for a future occasion. The fact that the process aims at building consensus among members, as is the practice at the WTO, has compounded the challenge. Reaching consensus is certainly a lot more complex than simply counting ballots. It requires that all delegations participate constructively and in good faith in consultations that must ascertain more than just the degree of support enjoyed by the candidates. But the major advantage of a decision reached by consensus is that it adds legitimacy to the choice. All members are responsible for the outcome of the process and commit to working closely with the new Director General in pursuing the goals and principles that guide this organization. The new Director General, in turn, must act in the best interests of all members. The formal directives that outline the WTO selection process are not, I must say, an exemplary model of clarity or predictability. Despite these shortcomings, the Troika, after consulting members, decided on rules of procedure that allowed for a process that ran its course in a sound and stable manner. The process was certainly inclusive, and all members, without exceptions, had a chance to express their preferences through the various stages of consultations. More than anything, the Troika carried out its mandate in such a way that the new DG will be in a position to start his term without having to heal the wounds of a divisive and caustic process. In this instance, the new DG and the members will be ready to immediately start working towards solving the most pressing challenges faced by this organization. Bali, an important event for this organization at this critical juncture, is just around the corner, and we have no time to lose. WTO members, therefore, owe very special recognition to the fantastic work carried out by the keepers of the process, Ambassador Bashir, our chairman, and Ambassadors Fried and Reiter, his facilitators. Members and I cannot thank them enough. Their competence and hard work have been of paramount importance in steering the membership towards the outcome that was accepted by consensus today. Mr. Chairman, I would like to express my deepest gratitude for the support I have received from all categories of members in the three rounds of consultations, developed, developing, and least developed countries across the world have extended me their confidence. I intend to do everything in my power to honor their confidence and trust. Regardless of their size, geographical circumstances, and level of development, all members benefit from a predictable, rules-based multilateral trading system embodied in this organization. The Director General of the WTO has the duty of working with all members to strengthen the system and to make it responsive to the needs and challenges of the entire membership. In my term, I shall do my best to unremittingly help members in building consensus and achieving the goals set out in the agreements establishing the World Trade Organization. I would also like to thank the Director General, Pascal Lamy, for his generous offer to help me during the transition period that starts today and stretches until the end of August. I certainly have a lot to learn from his experience, and the WTO has a lot to benefit from a smooth and orderly transition. Words of praise and gratitude for the legacy of Pascal Lamy to the WTO are in order, but I would rather do that at a more appropriate future opportunity. Mr. Chairman, I have been working in and with this organization continuously for the last 15 years. I have seen it in much better days. I pledge to all members that I will work with them with unwavering and steadfast determination to restore the WTO to the role and preeminence it deserves and must have. But this is a conversation we must continue in September. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.